Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Perry Activities Director Scott Pierce about the upcoming fall spectator guidelines.
A little bit more guidance coming over the last couple of weeks as far as what fall sports are to look like this upcoming season. Can you kind of give me the latest and kind of what people can expect in the coming weeks as far as how fall sports are going to look?
Bear with me because things seem to be changing daily. Start with a big one, football, Friday nights. We decided not to go with a capacity limit. We are opening to any and all, at least for this first Friday. There are multiple signs posted about social distancing. That's our number one key component as far as the proclamation from the governor goes. As far as guiding that, we did decide actually just today that we will go out Thursday or Friday to tape off some sections of the bleachers to try to keep families in their own pods and social distancing from other family components. Masks are highly encouraged, not mandatory, and that will also go with our visitor side. Our visitor side, one reason also we decided not to go with capacity limits because our visitor side is our old home side, which is a very large section for a visiting team and spectators. Moving into volleyball, it was put out there through, I believe it came from the state. If it's not the state, it's our conference-wide. We decided to tape off the first two rows of our bleachers. Other than that, you will still see the social distancing signs, masks, highly encouraged. When we get to cross country, the main changes that we have set in place right now, at least for our meet, will be no awards after. And that's one that we could still see maybe some smaller changes made to as far as what the meet might look like. Right now for swimming, sometimes swimming is kind of a hard one because they take place at other buildings, sometimes aside from the high school or middle school buildings in the district. And ours right now is at the rec, which is under construction, which made some challenges for us for our first meet at this Thursday. And so for this first meet, we have spectators only, and we will be live streaming it on our Facebook page.
Oh, interesting. And like you mentioned at the beginning, such a fluid situation, changing by the day here now. Can you kind of take me behind the scenes on what the last, even just a couple of days have been like as we're trying to get the ball rolling on a fall sport? It's a little bit more challenging, I'm sure, than what we had to deal with during the summer for baseball and softball.
To say it's been busy and hectic is an understatement. As far as things just seem to keep changing, as far as reaching out to county health and getting their guidance, their main guidance is reviewing the proclamation sent out by Kim Reynolds and the one that she had just extended as well, as far as social distancing, keeping family in pods and stuff like that. The past few days, I mean, we had our kickoff on Friday. It kind of went as expected. I feel as smooth as it could have gone. But as far as what we can enforce and can't police, which is what changed our decision to mark off some of the bleachers come this Friday. So from this past Friday kickoff to our first football game, it's already going to be changing a little bit. And we have already decided as well, we will evaluate and see how that goes this Friday, and we may change things from there as well. So
now we can talk all day about all the challenges and how kind of bad this time is. But it's also encouraging to me to see how so many people are fighting for these kids and fighting to give these kids this outlet that so many of them need. Can you kind of let me know what kind of feedback you've gotten from coaches and parents, just how seriously everybody is taking this so we can have as a normal of a fall sports season as possible?
Well, we originally looked to a line from our return to learn plan. So when we came up with all the guidelines as far as what do we mandate, what do we not, what do we just encourage, that reflected our return to learn plan. So when we decided masks were the biggest issue because everybody's at all ends of the spectrum of what they believe and their opinions. We felt that highly encouraged, highly recommended will reach as many spectators, fans, parents, community, as far as to come into our events still. Now, when we get there, we are kind of putting on them to come in, use basic knowledge, social distance. If you can't social distance, we recommend a mask. But it's really up to you of what you decide to do when you get into our events. It's a lot like baseball, softball. We did have stuff blocked off and stuff there too. But when we got to the events, it was really what the spectators decided to do when they got into our gates. You know, it has been, I have to say, with it being hectic, in my position, seeing the guts of how things are working and stuff, I might have a different perspective on it. When I look at the outside perspective or how we're running as a team, I think we are as smooth as could be. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody understands others' positions, working together. And as far as creating a positive light for our kids to come in and still get a great experience, I think we're doing everything that we can to make that happen. And the kids are taking it up on it. Our numbers are looking crazy for volleyball, which is great. Running into issues we don't normally have as far as splitting teams up with volleyball. Football has been up from the past, and same with cross country, kind of teeter-tottering there. But as far as presenting a positive atmosphere still for these kids to come in and experience, I think we're doing everything that we can do. I'll put my excitement aside. I'm happy for my coaches, and I know they're super excited to have a season to let the Blue Jays and JS compete and continue on their journeys, of whether it's the process of building a program or continuing a successful program. I know they're super excited. I'm excited. Oh yeah. I'm excited for my family to see it. I'm excited for my daughter to join me in whatever events I go to, but I'm happy for our coaches, and they're giving the students an opportunity here this fall to compete.
Awesome. Well, that hit all my points. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you want to get the word out about while I have you here?
Oh man, we could talk for 2 hours about stuff. No, I'm kind of like you just hit up on the end there. I'm more or less just ready to start. You know, I am excited for Perry events to start, and you know, aside from gaining my own experience, but almost getting on to normalcy as much as we can, you know, get these kids out doing things, getting their minds off of what they're starting to get used to these days will be nice.
And that was our conversation with Perry Activities Director Scott Pierce. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.